Welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. It's a podcast all about Silverlight. The idea is you give us a couple of minutes and we'll teach you something new. One of the problems we have with Silverlight 2 is that it's not real easy from the designer to add actions and behaviors. So here's an example. You're in Silverlight 2, you've got Blend open, and you want something to happen in consequence of a user pressing a button. Now in Silverlight 2, you're pretty much stuck. There's some kind of sideways to get at it, but pretty much you're going to be stuck there. You're going to have to drop into Dev Studio, and so if you're a pure designer, you're going to have to throw this across the wall to a developer to handle the click event for a button or what have you. Or if you wear both hats, you're going to have to switch to Dev Studio and make some edits and handle the button and maybe kick off a storyboard or what have you. Silverlight 3 offers this new thing called behaviors that actually makes this a lot simpler. There's sort of two parts to the behavior. The first part is actually writing and implementing and creating a behavior, and that happens from the developer perspective. You simply add a class to your project, Blend will detect that, and then allow, the other part, is to allow the designer to drag that behavior around and drop it somewhere. So the designer can say, hey, I want a message box to appear when this button is clicked. They can simply drag it in a WYSIWYG sort of way onto Blend, drop it onto that button, and then they're good to go. This stuff can be seen. We have a companion screencast for this podcast. So if you actually want to see the Blend stuff to do, if you want to see the code for implementing your own behaviors, you can see that. Just go to tinyurl.com/silverlightbehaviors, and we have the example podcast there. But here's the punchline. Behaviors allow designers to have a much bigger effect in Silverlight 3 than they do in Silverlight 2. And that's simply because they can simply handle user interactions.
Thanks for listening. If you're interested in Silverlight 2 or Silverlight 3, go ahead and check out our website, silverbaylabs.org. That's our company where we do consulting and mentoring services for both Silverlight 2 and Silverlight 3. If you're interested in Silverlight training, see the Silverlight Tour, where I'm also an instructor.